Now we're getting to that point of the year where our conference tournaments, all that wrapping up as we move into mid-February. There's one more week of regular season play, at least for the schools that are the smaller schools, your Class 1s, your Class 2s, your Class 3s. Districts are starting 1 week from today for Gilman City. District 14 is going to be held over at Mercer. And that's a gym that Gilman City is going to be familiar with because that's the next trip for the Lady Hawks coming up tomorrow. They'll head to Osborne-Stewartsville. Game at Stewartsville, it looks like, on Thursday. Districts for the girls, first round is going to be Tuesday the 21st for the boys. Boys are going to play first on Monday the 20th. Coach Keeley Waddle joins us. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. I've got over my little personal illness from last week, so feeling 100% better. So that's good for me, I guess.
Good deal.
Not a bad deal. You didn't go 3-0 last week, Coach. The one game you lost was a real close one to a team that really gave Mercer a tough time Saturday, Grundy. But overall, last week, you went 2-3 in the tournament. How was the week overall for the Lady Hawks?
Monday, we come out really strong against Tri-County, and we did beat them by 44. We just played really well and executed well that night. Tuesday, we went over to Grundy and played Grundy at Grundy. We were ahead for a majority of the first two quarters, not by much, but we were ahead, and then we ended up kind of running out of steam in that second half and ended up losing by 5 to them. And then we did play the third-place game on Friday night and won that pretty comfortably.
Yeah, how good was the bounce back from the, you know, you're in position to win and then you don't. Those are tough ones to kind of bounce back from. Did it kind of help to have the 2 days of just practice before you played at Winston on Friday night, Coach?
It did, and we had a snow day in there, too, so I think the girls were able to rest up, and we did go ahead and practice on that snow day since the roads cleared up pretty good, but I really think the girls come back and handled that ball game as they should have after a tough loss against Grundy.
We've talked throughout the season about how you have a really nice basketball team, but it has been one that offensively kind of battles through having really good nights and then nights where the ball doesn't go in the hoop. And we talked about the things that you're trying to get the girls to work on to improve that consistency. Do you kind of feel like are the girls kind of, do they have a better idea on the things they need to do if they're having, you know, a night like against Grundy where the ball just isn't going in the hoop as well?
Yes, they do. And when we have certain girls that are unable to score or kind of get shut down that night, we do have other girls that do step up and take that role as our leading scorers. And that game against Grundy, I mean, it was tough, and we really wanted that win, but it just didn't happen. So the girls, they knew what to do coming into that third-place game.
I know, with districts on the horizon, Mercer is the number one seed. They have a bye. They also have a couple injury concerns. We talked about that earlier on the shows today with Coach Owen. So does that make Mercer a little bit more vulnerable? Well, if they're a little bit shorthanded, I think the answer to that might be a potentially yes. But yeah, it does look like, you know, as far as, you know, 2, 3, 4, and I think you have, what, like a 3 seed next week? Is that right, Coach?
No, we ended up with the 4.
You ended up with the 4. So anyway, what I was going to say is, whether or not you're a 3 or 4, do you kind of look at it and say, hey, we feel like we can go into next week with a little bit of confidence that we might be able to get a real little bit of a positive run going?
Yes, I think so. I know we play East Harrison for that first round, and we were able to beat them easily the first time we played them, and then we kind of let them hang around the second time we played them, but I'm hoping for an easier win that night, and then so we can really go to battle on that Wednesday.
So it sounds like, you know, the injury that Mercer picked up was to Maddie Fisher, and I think folks know the 3 guards that Mercer have who are just dynamic players. You take Maddie off the floor, it makes them a little bit of a different team, and I'm not sure the severity of what she's dealing with. But with you going there tomorrow night, does it change your plan at all whether or not she's on the floor? Is it one where you really have to tell your girls, we got to worry about ourselves?
We do have to worry about ourselves and keeping our head game strong. But, yeah, her not being on the floor will make it a different dynamic for sure.
Yeah. Whether with or without Maddie, what impresses you with Coach Owen's group this year, and what do you know that you're need going to do well to have a shot up at Mercer on Valentine's night?
Rainey, she's just a terrific point guard, and she does make quite a few great drives. And they do have some great outside shooters, both their couple guards, they can really put them down. So we're just going to have to cover the court quickly tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Is there still kind of that thing, and I, you know, we've talked with a number of times that you've played Mercer, it's don't let Mercer beat you before the game even starts. And you know, that intimidation factor that they have, that's something that you have to kind of get out of the girl's psyche, is it not?
Yes, it is. And I think when we played them, we did fall to them by 16 the first time we played them, but the game really, that sounds bad, but the game really wasn't bad.
Right. It was.
We were within 5 or 7 the entire game. And then I think just the girls seeing them in the HCC tournament and seeing Grundy give them quite a run for their money, I just really think that that's helped my girls' confidence.
Well, it's going to make next week interesting. That is for certain. In what ways, you know, that first time around, you said, you know, it was a lot closer game than a 16-point game at the end. Where do the girls really kind of pick up their intensity that first time around against Mercer?
We just played a great defensive game that game, and we were able to shut down both Maddie and Rainey from the outside shots. And, I mean, Emma, she did step up, but I think the girls just worked really well on defense.
What? I've seen this in most games that I've seen, because you, from a radio perspective, you start to pick out the games that are really big games. So, you know, Grand River Conference Championship Saturday. The bigger the game, the teams that win are the ones that are playing the best defense. Is that a message that you're really getting across to the girls that, yeah, you know, we're working on our offense and trying to get that thing fixed and, yeah, and try to find the consistency, but it's going to be the team that plays the best defense that wins these games in February?
Yes, I really instill that in the girls.
Well, where are the girls' game at right now, Coach? On a level that you'd like to see them at going into districts with a game at Mercer and then a game at Stuartsville-Osborne, how well do you like where the girls are playing right now?
That's a tough question. The girls are playing great, but it's just nothing. There's quite a bit of difference from how we were playing at the beginning of the season. I know the girls are getting tired and wore out, and it's just ball game after ball game, and I just hope that they can be able to push through for these last 2 weeks, because like I told them, the end of the season, that's what we play all season for, is these last 3 weeks.
And starting next week, if you lose, you know, you're hanging up the whistle for the rest of the season, and you know that adds a whole different dynamic to next week.
Yes, it does.
I asked on the boys' side, Coach Greg, this. Are you going to Stuartsville on Thursday instead of Osborne?
Yes.
Gotcha. So Stuartsville-Osborne sounds like we'll be at Stuartsville High School on Thursday night. Gilman City heads up to Mercer on Tuesday night. Coach, best luck with the games this week. We'll talk about districts next on Monday.
All right. Thank you.